Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
In the book of Luke, in chapter 4, verse 18, if you just quickly turn to it. Luke 4, 18. Praise the Lord. I'll take it from 16. So, he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. That's Jesus. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read, as his custom was. And he was handed the book of prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place. He turned to the place, and he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me," Jesus was speaking, "because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." The year of the Lord's Jubilee. Basically, what Jesus was saying, he read this. Let me read on. Then in verse 20, it says, then he closed the book, Jesus closed the book, and he gave it back to the attendant and sat down. Okay. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them from his seated position, that's when you speak in authority, as the custom was, and of course as it still is in some organizations and institutions. He began to say to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." So all bore witness to him and marveled at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth, and they said, "Is this not the son of Joseph?" Praise the Lord. But I want you to see the way he started. If you understand, here we are announcing the beginning of his ministry. And of course, he had been baptized, led of the Spirit to the wilderness, returned in the power of the Spirit, and so he was back to Nazareth. And then he got into the synagogue, and it was, as his custom was, and was given the Bible to read, the scroll. And he turned to the very place where he read. And what he was saying is that, look, the written word must be assumed for it to be effective in the life of a man. That's the first lesson I am learning. You must assume it to appropriate it. Jesus knew that the word was spoken concerning him. Come on, church. And that was where he dwelt on. That was where he went. And now standing before the people in his hometown, where normally regards are not given to prophets, he said, "The Spirit of God is upon me." Now he was reading from their scroll, from what one of their prophets had said long time ago. And by the time he finished saying that, and in his reading it, he was confessing it. He was assuming it. And for them not to be in doubt, he shut the book, or he rolled it over, gave it to the attendant. Then he took his seat of authority. Now, that is, I'm not playing games here. You might have known me, that's okay. But today I sit as the authority, so that you may know that what I just read is about me. When he shut the book and gave it to them, he said, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Wait. What scripture? "That the Spirit of God is upon me." And they have taught themselves so well, they knew that that scripture was referring to the Messiah. I feel the fire from my tip of my hand. So he was declaring to them, our generation, we call it pride. That's not pride. That's the lie of the devil to cut you away from your blessings. For you to assume what has been written down and done for you is not pride. It is putting the devil where he belongs and walking with authority into your blessing. That was the way Jesus did it. Today, did they all agree? They don't have to agree. What does it matter whether they agree or not? He agreed with himself and with God. Period. So who's going to see the miracle? Him. Oh, I feel the fire now. What about those who don't agree? Those who talk about you. Are they superior to him who wrote the word? About you. So what's your problem? Why are you allowing distraction? Today! So he wasn't ready for any procrastination. I won't let what they think or what they don't think disturb me. Today. Anybody, any today person here? Yes, sir. I say in the name of Jesus, any today person here? Yes, I can hear you. Any today person here? Yes, just shout hallelujah. Yes. So you are saying up front that the victory is won, the battle is won, the victory is, ah yes. In the name of Jesus. Today. 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 It wasn't just that some didn't believe, some got angry. Because they would try to kill him after that. In fact, they went for him, but they couldn't. Because why? The light shines in the darkness. And the light will keep on shining. And darkness cannot. What's important is for you to know who you are and what has been done for you. And take it. Run with it. In the name of Jesus. Okay, that's number one lesson. Number two. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. What does the Spirit of the Lord do? What does he do when he comes upon you? He anoints you. Malabo, Shandarabo, Shikrambokosunde. Hey, 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 hey. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Pastor, they say anointing is not for the person carrying it. I understand, but the person carrying it has a dimension of authority. Because his word is powerful. Ow, why? I feel so much. Ooh, wow. Thank you, Jesus. I just felt it. Ooh. Hallelujah! Any spirit of sickness or accident or death, right now is in bondage. In the name of Jesus, we command their failure. In the name of Jesus, their disgrace. In the name of Jesus, their shame. In the name of Jesus, we command your victory through the blood of Jesus. I say you are victorious. You are an overcomer. You are a winner. In the name of Jesus. See, look at this thing about the anointing. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me. Aha. So when he anoints you, it's for an assignment. He has anointed me to preach the gospel. So a preaching without the anointing, we know we are wasting our time and wasting the people's time. And he says it's to the poor. Why the poor? Those who know that they have a need of the word. Those who know that they are hungry and they need to be fed on the word. Say, I've sent to those people because they shall be fed. They shall be satisfied. The poor. You know, he said, blessed are the poor in spirit. So the poor. But now we can interpret it and we can take it beyond that. What about the poor? The poor man is usually a humble person. He hides his head. He's beaten down. He's pulling back. Even when he has the ability. But because he's poor. There are some very prideful poor men though. That's a calamity. God have mercy. But when the poor man has his boast in the Lord, that means that he will never be poor forever. That means that the little he has, we do things that the rich man's plenty will not do. What when the rich man has his pride in the Lord, he will deliver a city. Believe me, he will be an Eliakim in the kingdom of God, in the house of the Lord. So he says to preach the gospel to the poor. See, because I'm anointed by the Spirit of God, or with the Spirit of God, send me to heal. Ma. See, when they are, oof, hallelujah, I feel the fire. That's why they'll be healing. Thank God for those testimonies. And I know that there are some terrible situations that will cease to be terrible from this morning in the name of Jesus. Why? Because of the anointing of the Holy Spirit in the house and upon your life. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God in the highest. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. So whether it's physical, biological, emotional, healing will take place today in the name of Jesus. And to proclaim liberty to the captive. I don't know what area of your life you feel like you are in captivity. Today, you will not only be released. Whatever has held you captive will be held captive by you in the name of Jesus. But that's the gospel. That's exactly what he came to do. Glory be to God in the highest. But I want you to don't forget, it's because the Spirit of the Lord is upon me and he has anointed me. So anointing enables me to do the supernatural and bring the supernatural to bear in the natural. It's the Spirit of God that has anointed me. Glory be to God in the highest. And that was why I was telling you that, well, don't forget too quickly. I am confident of this critical mass that God is using to change a generation. The power is in you, the power is upon you. And we demonstrated this severally in some few weeks back. We haven't forgotten. It's still there. Glory be to God in the highest. To proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed. So if you will see what the anointing does, the anointing comes to give you back what the devil has stolen. Hello. See, whatever God does is permanent and is very good. Come on, from the book of Genesis, you read it, you find it. Or look at the work of salvation. It is total. It's wonderful. You can't add anything to it anymore. It's so perfect that nothing can be added. Is somebody hearing me? That is, whatever area of your life is in captivity, it has been delivered. By the blood that he shed on Calvary, he's dying and resurrecting from the grave. It's been done. And if it is done, there's nothing anybody. Ooh, I feel the fire. Ay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ay. See there, I felt it all over my system here. Here is my leg. So I don't know what that means. So I release in the name of Jesus. I don't know what it means. I don't know if somebody has a physical ailment on the leg. Or I don't know whether God is making somebody's feet like the high. Oh, yeah. Okay. I got that. Yes, please. Somebody will begin to speed. It's coming to someone. In the name of Jesus. So is you. What's it? In the name of Jesus. Woo-hoo! She said, my leg. So in the name of Jesus, shake the leg. Hallelujah. The more you shake it, the more it goes. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The devil thought that by afflicting your ears, he would get you down. And that has bothered you so much. Now, I'm not making a general call. Please, I'm not. You're so scared about that. That's why I'm calling you. Come. So don't let it bother you anymore. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. No more. Hallelujah. 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 No spirit of fear. I say now, release in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your legs. Father, in the name of Jesus, the anointing is here to restore. So we command healings in the name of Jesus. We command restoration. Shake it and shake it and shake it in the name of Jesus. Yes, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Because by his stripes you have been healed. Glory be to God in the highest. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 I need a pastor. Please, Pastor, Pastor, just stand there. As they come out, just go to him. Go to, come to them. He said, it will happen. It will happen. Just put your hand on the two ears and in the name of Jesus, boom. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. Glory be to God in the highest. The anointing of the Holy Spirit comes to restore. If you see the catalog of what he said, the anointing has come to do, and to preach to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to set free the captives, sight to the blind, preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And it is in line with Jesus' manifesto. The thief comes not but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Why should you be afraid of anything trying to kill you? They can't succeed.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Yes. Just like they can't succeed to steal from you, they can't succeed to destroy from you, they can't succeed to kill. Know that Jesus, that's why he came. Glory be to God in the highest. I say glory be to God in the highest. Amen. But you see where we started from? He declared it. Otherwise, Jesus would have walked into that church like every other person and walked out like every other person at that time, on that day. But he stood before them and said, see what the Bible says about me. This is fulfilled about me. This is me here. And that began the... That's why I'm confident of this service today, that there'll be miracles. In the name of Jesus, there'll be miracles. In impossible places, unbelievable places, there'll be turnarounds. I say in the name of Jesus, there will be turnaround. There will be turnaround. What is the impossibility here? I don't know who you are. Somebody saying, why is he talking that way? If you are the one, stand up. If you are not the one, sit down. And don't try to help the Holy Ghost. It's dangerous. You think something is impossible? You don't look like anybody that someone that has anything impossible about you. But come.
Oh!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see what the anointing does? You see what the anointing does? But you see, the anointing begins with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Better than ever, than it has ever been. That's what I'm afraid. Better than it has ever been.
Amen.
Better than it has ever been. There are no glory days gone past. No. Better days ahead.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I'm sure you know.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yes. Glory be to God in the highest. Father, in the name of Jesus, whatever he thinks is impossible, Father, let conviction come. Let it come today. And we say no to the devil in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. Hallelujah. So see how the anointing works. But I want you to understand that it's the Holy Spirit that comes to anoint us. And that's how things happen. Now, Jesus, everywhere he went, the Bible says, come on, help me, Lord. I mean, help me, house. Everywhere he went, he was what? Why? Because God was with him. How did he explain God being with him? He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And he has a what? Anointed me. So that partnership has been made physically clear to us how it operated. Glory be to God in the highest. And so everywhere he went, there were miracles. There were miracles. We found the first miracle in John chapter 2. Come on, hello. You remember the miracle there? At the marriage feast, and when they ran out of wine, come on, are you here, church? And then the mother went to him, and they said, wait, my time is not ready. And then she continued. She said to the people, said, you know what? Whatever he says. I know you are hearing him telling me that it's not yet his time, but please listen to me. Whatever he says. Come on, come on. Is somebody hearing me? Whatever he
says.
I can hear you.
Whatever he says.
Whatever who says.
Jesus.
So whatever Jesus says concerning you, whatever he says concerning your situation, and miracles will. How did Jesus get into what he was doing? What was said about him? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He took it and he said it and he moved in the power. Now they heard and did the miracle. He said, hey, whatever he says. So once the anointing, once he's got to be, once he's God, he's his word and his spirit. And there'll be miracles. There'll be miracles. In the name of Jesus. I said there'll be miracles. There'll be miracles. There's no magic about this stuff. Glory be to God in the highest. By the next anointing service. In Jesus' name. The number of people that want to say the impossible thing that have become possible will be unprecedented in the name of Jesus. At this point, can you please sit down and just give me attention? Because it occurred to me when I was preparing. You came to an anointing service or you came to service. And what came like this, and you held onto it, and miracles happened, and you have been hiding it. You say, why are you saying that? Because he said to me, he said, when they need it, they get bold about it. When they get it, they become shy to proclaim. God said to me, he said, people, when it happens, you hide it. But I'm just going to what I'm going to talk on today. I want to talk on the anointing that breaks financial oppression. I mean it. But the anointing operates the same way, whether it's for sickness or for healing, or for deliverance or for finances. It's the same anointing. It is the word and the spirit of God. Hello. Now, we never expected Abraham to ever be poor in his life. Why? Because God himself spoke to him. Wow. We are not told that he had anything before God came to him. But thereafter, the Bible will tell that Abraham was wealthy. But his secret was there. What was his secret? He was a giver to the core. Even when his nephew, he picked him up from nothing. Come on. He picked him up from nothing. In fact, he was told, the divine instruction was, you and your wife, leave your family. He took Lot along. That shows how generous and magnanimous this man was. He thought, if I left him, this guy would suffer and die. The father was late. This my brother's son is my responsibility. That was what he was doing. So he took him along. And by reason of association, listen to me closely, church. Watch who you associate with. Lot became very rich. Why? Because Lot was was supporting Abraham in working in the covenant. He was working in the covenant. And so Lot became a big man too. And ladies and gentlemen, let me say this to you. Because we belong to the company of the Son of God. His name is Jesus. As a matter of fact, this Bible tells us that he's the firstborn in our family. I don't know my position. I don't know your position. But he's my brother. The Bible tells us, it tells me, he said, I am a joint heir with him. I am an heir to the throne of God, like him. So I'm walking in the covenant. Hello, is somebody hearing me? I'm seated with him in the heavenly places, above all principalities and powers. Remember where Jesus started? He saw what was written about him. He latched onto it. He assumed it. He proclaimed it. He professed it. He moved in it, and that was it. So if Lot did that, how much more you and I with Jesus? Oh, something just gave way for someone. In the name of Jesus. I felt it. I felt it. Somebody's there's a rearrangement. What used to hold you suddenly gave up. Because there's no more power to hold you. It was in the name of Jesus, you are not containable. No, you are not. You are not. You are not. In Jesus' name, you are not. Because of the covenant. That's why the Bible says that he that walks with the wise will be wise. Glory be to God in the highest. I say, glory be to God in the highest. Glory be to God in the highest. So he was, but you see, it got into his head. And he started fighting the source of the increase. It was God, yes, but God will always use men and women. And so He told, he had plundered the man and he left. But where I'm going is this. There was trouble. He was taken captive. War broke out and ravaged Sodom. And he was taken captive. He was taken away. I think that's in Genesis chapter... Hey, help me. Melchizedek. The chapter of Melchizedek. Is it 24? Can somebody check quickly for me? So guess what he did? Somebody came to him and said, come on, Father Abraham. See, God is blessing you tremendously. But you see, your nephew has been taken captive. They've seized him, his wife, and they've gone. Whoa. 14? 18. Thank you. And guess what he did? He turned back to his own household. Glory be to God in the highest. To his own household and brought out his own servants. And they went after those who snatched this man. I begin to wonder, if the case were to have been reversed, do you think Lot will go fight for? I'm telling you, the source of wealth. Please listen to me closely. He was an unusual giver. He went to fight for him, and of course he won the battle, ladies and gentlemen. Is somebody here with me? And on his way back, two people met him. The king of Sodom and Melchizedek. Praise the Lord. And Melchizedek, what did he say? Can somebody read to me quickly? Okay. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. I mean, when heaven will look at you and say, blessed be Taiwo. And that's what heaven has done to me, actually. I don't know about you, but that's what it's done for me. I know about you, but I want you to say it. Because I'm blessed. In Christ Jesus, I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. Then the next verse, quickly. I'm blessed with God most words. Deliver your enemies into your hands. Quickly. I don't care where the battle is raging. I don't care who is hottest. In the name of Jesus, back to testify. Ogun dile. O show aje. I want any kind of man. What do they call them? I'm trying to be Yoruba. Those who just get envious unnecessarily. Those who just say, how old is she? I'm going to deal with him. God has dealt with them already. In the name of Jesus. Those who don't want your children to prosper. Those who think they should kill your children. Those who think that you don't deserve the... It says, who has delivered you, your enemies, into your hands? They are coming after you, but now they are at your mercy. Oh, that's the God we serve. I say that's the God we serve. That's the God we serve. Let nobody's heart fail the person. Jesus has died and resurrected. Whatever battle has been pursuing you is at your mercy. Because of the victory of the cross of Jesus Christ. I'm blessed with God Most High who has delivered. And guess what he did? What did he do? My question is this. Where did this learn that? Let me ask Pastor Kayode. Pastor Kayode, where did Abraham learn that? Who learned about it?
This is the first time we're seeing this, so it must have been a revelation.
So it was a revelation. That's the revelation of wealth. There is no tradition that pointed to that. There is no school that taught that. No place of worship that taught that. How did he get it? In his walk with the master, he got a revelation. In his walk with God, he got a revelation. He was coming from war, and this heavenly being appeared and said, blessed be Abraham of God Most High. Say, blessed be God who has delivered your enemy into your hands. And the man gave a tithe. Moses was not born. So those who write what kinds of things to say that it was in the Old Testament, there was no Old Testament then. It was 700 years before the law, at least. It was a revelation from above. Can you hear me from that corner? Can you hear me from that end? Are you born again? Are you born again up there? Are you born again up there? That means that you're a covenant child of God. If you do what you see in the Bible, by the way, let me clear this. The tithe in the church does not come to my account. So I'm not preaching for me. I give my tithe. God forgive me if this sounds as pride, but I'm using it to teach. For my offering today, I've written a pledge of 1 million. So, where are you going to get it? God has never failed me before the next anointing service. Never. So, relax your mind. This is to help you like it is helping me. Amen. To the glory of God. Amen. Do you pray and believe God like we do? Ask those who are near me. Is it that you have all the power? Is the grace of God. But the grace is available to all of us. See what he did. He gave tithe. And the margin of Bible say he gave 1/10 of everything that he got. Then the king of Sodom came and said, let me take this, you take this. He said, no. You will boast later that you are the one that made me rich. No way. He said, except for what the ones that went to fight with me will eat for sustenance. Now, the question is this. I'm not asking you if you give your tithe. I don't say pay. We don't pay tithe. We give it. It's a covenant thing. See how he got it? You know, Jacob was running into trouble with his own treacherous acts. By the time he slept and woke up in Bethel, his place was not Bethel yet. When he saw the ladder, he went up and came down. He said, this is better. Then, of his own volition, 500 years almost before the law, he too decided, if you take me there and bring me back, I will give you tithe of everything. It's not in the New Testament, it's there. Jesus said, you know how to tithe. Even up to locust bean, you will tithe it. But he was using it to correct certain impression that it's not just your tithe, live the life. So it's there. And so I think that that's where it starts from. And of course, by the time you look in Malachi chapter 3 verse 10, say, bring all the tithe into the house of God, that there may be what? Then he said, you prove me. If I will not open the gate, windows of heaven and pour out a blessing to you beyond which you will be able to. You say, why are you saying this? It's tough time everywhere. You should live above the toughness. You have what it takes to live above that in the name of Jesus. But every miracle in the Bible comes with an instruction. Every miracle. And the instruction is the word. That's why we believe in ministry gifts. Please hear me well. We can prophesy, we can see vision, we can. What if there is none? There's still this. And this will produce. Did you hear the testimony of that brother? A pastor and his wife just walked up to us and said, we are going to pay the school fees of your children. I wish I can call them to come and give their testimony. Pastor, what about your tithe? If I pay taxes, which I do, why should I be paying taxes? So I'm so much afraid of government. But I can take God for granted. What an insult. Pastor Sal, do you pay tax? From source. You prepare it and show what is tax. So you deduct it straight away. So in the same manner, show what is tithe. But don't put it there because government won't understand. But tell me, this is your money, but this is your tithe. Uh-huh. And there is one person that is dangerously a blessing in my staff. She will, if you give me 10 naira, she will calculate the tithe. She will say, sign this. I say, Kilode. He said, Pastor, just sign it. I said, no. Now I can calculate what you're calculating to. This one that you said, this is not up to this. He said, hey, but this gap is your faith now, it will come. I said, okay, I appreciate for me. But ladies and gentlemen, it has worked for me. No, I'm not joking. It has worked. It has worked. See, what will be an indictment on my part is if I don't tell you the secret. And when it comes to tithe, when we don't talk so much of tithe in church, when you go elsewhere, they said, come for seminar, come for crusade, come for miracle this, then you talk of tithe, you give your tithe. You can't give your tithe there, you give your tithe where you are fed. You can give a gift there. Do you support that ministry? This ministry does, I do. But my tithe comes here. Whether it's from my salary or from my gifts or from any endeavor I get into, my tithe comes here. Because this is the place where we are going to deal with those who don't have today, which we will have tomorrow. And they will start giving their tithe too. Yeah? This is where those who cannot afford school fees, and see, all you need is, oh, please help. Sickness, oh, please pay medical bills. Hey, rent, oh, we can augment it. That's the meat in the house of God. Now, let me leave that. Praise the Lord. Remember the case of Elijah, when he himself prayed and heaven was sealed? Remember? Come on, talk to me. And there was famine. Remember the story? Come on, help me. Remember the story? But don't forget, we are coming from the miracle of the wine, right? If there was no word, would there have been a miracle? And then who was in charge? The one that said, see, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. So he carried the anointing. And so it was easy when he said, now you do this. So the anointing has words to work with, and there will be a miracle. And now look at Elijah, because it's the same pattern there. He has sealed up heaven as it were. Come on, church, are you with me? Sealed. And then there was famine. He himself will suffer from what he has done. There was no food. There was no water. But God said, he said, now proceed. Go to the brook. That was the word. If he didn't go, he would have died.
Yes, sir.
But when he got to the brook, did he suffer drought? No. Did he miss any meal? No. You see the place of the word? You see the place of the anointing? You see miracles happening? Three things, like I've always said to myself. If there's a human need, and I can see the glory of God and his word, I know the answer is here. And by the brook, how was he fed by the brook? Come on, help me. I can hear you. How big is the raven? Come on, talk to me. Show me by your hand. How big is the raven? Is it up to this? How? Help me. Like this? Like this? Like this? How? So like this? See? Can you? Something like that. So my one hand would make like the body of the bird. Hello? Can you see the wisdom of God? God will get that kind of bird to feed you for days, for weeks, for months. Why other people are dying? Come on, is somebody hearing me? But see, your human sense, we keep on doubting God. Even as I'm talking, somebody say, what is he talking about? It's a pity. But there's somebody that's saying, if God could wrought such a miracle, then my case is not different. For that person, you will come back next month in the name of Jesus. Because your case indeed is not different. In the name of Jesus. Even the whole system was created by the word of God. So why would that problem be a problem for him? Praise the Lord. And then he was there enjoying himself. Then God said, you know what? This water is going to dry up. This stream will dry up. Ah, God is to die. So just pack your stuff. After this nightmare, pack yourself and walk into the city. I have spoken to a widow. A widow. See, this age, there are very rich widows. In those days, widows were high. Widows are next to poor. In fact, they define poor. Hello? God said, I've spoken to a widow. He didn't say, I've spoken to a woman in purple, or the queen, or the king, or the businessman. I've spoken to a widow. He will feed you. Wow. He moved. And when he got there, fine. God said I should come. I see nobody. Let me relax under the tree. God, I'm here. Let me warn somebody here quickly. Don't be too hasty. Don't be faster than God. Please, can I say this again? Don't be faster than God. God has appointed you as a treasurer in his kingdom. Don't be faster than God. He sat there waiting, and suddenly a woman came out picking sticks. And the Holy Ghost said, that's the widow. Wow. He watched her pick sticks, and as she was returning, he said, hello, woman. He said, good day, sir, man of God. He said, please, can I have a cup of water? The woman was like, you must be a stranger here. There has been no rain in three years. No water. That's the situation. There is no forex. Things are difficult. There is no this. That's what everybody says. I know. Give me a cup of water. What she doesn't know, or rather, what she didn't know was God had told him about her. And as she was going, he said, wait a minute. Give me a cake. I think I should educate this man. Cake? Did you come from the moon? The man listened and listened. She said, the last of what I have. That's why I picked this much. I didn't pick much sticks. This will cook the cake. So I can feed with my boy just a little. And that's all. Then we can die. Really? So you have concluded you are going to die. Thank God you are here today. Because you will not die. I say in the name of Jesus, you will not die. Hey! He said, you know what? Go do what I told you first. Then come back. And funny enough, she went and she did it. But the boy has been starving. And she was hungry. And she did it. And she brought it. And the man taking it said, you know what? Go back and make for yourself. And she was wondering, I told you this the last. He said, it will never finish. Come. It will never finish. But it was the last. But it will never finish. What cannot sustain your life, give it to God. Who himself will sustain it? I came here with an anger to destroy the lie of the devil that most Nigerians are now wearing like a garment. Life is hard. From today, don't let heaven hear that from your lips again. In the name of Jesus! Things are difficult. No! Oh, I feel the fire. Wow. In the name of Jesus. You see, unconsciously, we support the lie of the devil. We align ourselves to be stolen from, to be killed from, to be destroyed from. No. I am come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Let me say it clearly. You are not about to die. I'm not about to die. The best is just about to start. In the name of Jesus. Pastor, are you not a Nigerian? Don't you see what is happening? What do you see? How much more can you see than that woman saw? The cruse of oil will never run dry. The barrel of flour will never be sacked. Glory be to God in the highest. I say, glory be to God in the highest. 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 Our God is a miracle working God. That's why they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. He is altogether supernatural, ruling the natural. Glory be to God in the highest. Come on, remember at the gates of Samaria, when women began to sell their children, began to kill their children to eat, And the enemy army had come to barricade them. And there was no movement in and out. And God in his infinite mercy just woke up one day. Or rather woke a man up, a prophet up. He said, hey! He said, as long as the Lord liveth, tomorrow. At this time. He said, wheat will be sold for this. Barley for this. Then the kings, maybe clerk, or the king's right-hand man, he said, with the kind of drought that we have seen, there hasn't been rain anywhere, everywhere is dry. No, what are you talking about? He said, even if God forges a window into heaven, that's what he said. He said, it will be impossible. I hope there's nobody that is thinking that way here today. Ooh. And you know what the prophet said? He said, well, how come you are opposing the word of God? He said, he said, for what you said, it will happen, but you will not eat. You will eat. Yeah. I said, in the name of Jesus, it will happen. Yeah. You'll be among the first partakers. Yeah. In the name of Jesus, it will happen. You'll be a partaker. Yeah. You'll be a partaker. Yeah. The God you serve is not a man that should lie. In the name of Jesus. And then four lepers. Was it four or three? Four lepers. You know what they said? They said, we are rejected from among them. We want to run away. They will kill us. If you go into them, they will kill us. And now no food, no water, nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, if we want to go back, they will kill us. If we go, let's go out. So you can't be running for death from every angle. So they were going, lepers. Desperate. Man can't help us. The world can't help us. Why are we afraid? And that's the thing about faith. If you really believe, you take action. Faith, take action. You believe, but your faith is your first step. The Bible says God took the steps of four lepers. Can I hear roaring all over the place? That's not enough. Thunder! Thunder! Let other instruments join them now. Side all over the place. Four lepers. Not able-bodied men. Not professors of economics. Not agronomists. Not public servants. I mean four lepers. Thank you. He orchestrated it. They heard it. They heard thundering. They became so scared. They looked at themselves. They left their camp. They left their food. They left everything. They took off. They fled. By the time these guys got there, thinking an arrow will hit them, a spear will hit them, a voice will stop them, nothing. Until they entered and they saw food. They looked around. They started eating. They moved to the other place. They started eating. They're trying watches. They moved around. Where are they? Then one of them said, wait a minute. What we are doing is bad. The whole city is dying. We don't know what to do with food. Can I see the beginning of wealth is when you spread it. So they now went down to town. It must have taken ages to go back. Remember? They were running. But that was the best they could do. Your miracle will come. No matter how delayed it may seem. Because you know why it will come? Because God has finished his work. We are on a good journey. A very, very good journey. In the name of Jesus. Your miracle will come. Don't give up on Jesus. Your miracle will come. Don't help God. Just take a step of faith. Demonstrate your confidence in his word. It will come. By the time they got to the king, and the king started telling the people, he now told that same man, he said, please make sure that you organize how they go. There was a stampede. They trampled him. He didn't eat. He heard. He smelt it. He didn't. You will eat it. In the name of Jesus. I can go on all through the Bible for covenant children of God. Remember when Jesus had compassion on them? He said, give them to eat. Why would he say that? You are a covenant child. The mistake you will make at that point is to start complaining like the unbelievers complain. Give them to eat. Wow. And then somebody was bold enough to say, all right, master, take. Why? Because even this will not fill me. And you want me to feed all these people? Master, I think, take. Do you see what he does when he cannot satisfy you and you turn it to him? It will not only satisfy you, it will make you a blessing. Andrew came and said, Master, he took it. Say, Father, I thank you. Somebody wants to start to thank God from here. From this service on. You want to stop singing that old song of my parents, my father, my this is bad, is everything. No. He thanked God and he gave it to them. Say, go and give them. And it was never exhausted. Can I say to somebody here today, it will never be exhausted in Jesus' name. It will never be exhausted in the name of Jesus. I came to break this yoke of oppression. Now hear me, write it down. It will be counted in months when Nigeria will totally come out. If you start to count from now, you won't be counting in years. It will be possible to count it in months. But that's Nigeria. But for you, you start from today. In the name of Jesus. You start from today. It may start small, but you see, he never lies. His word never fails. The day you start disrespecting money, then you have gained your freedom. The day you start to respect God more than money, you gain your freedom. I'm not joking. And that's the truth. My life is a testimony. I'm from a very humble background. And that's the truth. When it will look like nothing will be achieved, but God has never failed. And I know that from this service, through the internet, and right here, there are many, many giants. In the name of Jesus. When you felt like, Pastor, how? That's what's more interesting. It's the how that makes it more interesting. Because the how is hidden with God. That's why it is a miracle. Glory be to God in the highest. I say glory be to God in the highest. I say glory be to God in the highest. Many years ago, when I first, some almost 6 years now, when I got married, very beautiful people of Fountain, one person said, Pastor, please try and keep money aside for these two. I said, God bless this man. Believe him, God bless the man. He said, sit down. He said, because these are your two small boys. All your children have grown up. Pastor. And then, I said, God bless you, sir. And I really appreciate them. And I thought, what can I do? Well, hallelujah. Amen. The truth is, he's so faithful. You know what he said to me? He said, the way I did the first three, I have finished the work on this ones. And I pick a word of wisdom from what they said. So when I give my tithe and give my offering and do all my stuff and still, you want to eat about 5-10 times a day. Put something away. So what do you do with money? Then people like that gentleman, I like Mukhtar. Say, Pastor, let me buy you shares. Okay, go and buy shares. So what do I do? Let me buy shares in their names. It's their own. But shares are doing you. I think Nigeria is coming back to be good. Glory be to God in the highest. Hello. In the multitude of counsel, there is safety. There is wealth everywhere. Don't sit down thinking there is nothing. Don't sit down thinking that you will die. You will not die. The covenant is that you see your children's children. Amen. In the name of Pastor, they just want to kill me are too many. Go and read the psalm. Many people wanted to kill David now. Did they succeed? The man reigned and reigned and reigned and handed over graciously. Oh, I feel the fire. Woohoo! Somebody, look guys, I look at me, look at this man. It's because Holy Ghost liberated me. Hallelujah. Amen. So the anointing today is to set you free.
Amen.
Now you've known that the anointing comes to restore. Telling the youth, as I finish now, the singles, I looked at anointing, said, look, when you are mourning, there's no anointing. So when you want to appear before King, they say, please anoint your head. Glory be. So anointing really suggests something. The end of mourning. The end of sorrow. The end of crying. The beginning of joy. Malabo, Shinkramatum, Brobo, send the baby, Renda Mosha. And now I was explaining to them, I said, you know why David say, he sets a table before me. Where? In the presence. Enemy. And then God is setting table. Malashandara, Baba. So it's a banquet. Then he said, he anointed. So it's not a time to be afraid. It's a time of joy. The enemy is trying, but no, it's your celebration. When the anointing comes, you make to celebrate it before your enemies. Oh, Madabushanda Brulaka Sanda Boraba Shanda La Baba. I say, no more tears, no more sorrow. Come on. Remember Isaiah chapter 61? He gave me beauty for. Come on. And then what? The next one is anointing. The oil of. Hallelujah. For what? Morning. She see what he replaces with. And the garment of what? For the spirit of what? Wide. That we might be trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. He replaces mourning with joy. He replaces heaviness for what with praise. He replaces ashes with beauty. I tell you, when the anointing comes, your beauty will manifest. Can you see now that he is your glory and your shield and is the lifter of your head? The best of you is still way ahead in the name of Jesus. Have you ever wondered? I don't know what it is about him. I don't know what it is about her. People just like anointing Lungebe. That's the anointing of the Lord. It delivers. When the anointing comes, it's an introduction of unusual favor. Go and check it. Go and study it again. Unusual favor, joy, praises, beauty. Because anointing comes to truncate what the devil is doing and liberate you into the blessings of the Lord. That's why 10:27 says Isaiah, he said, in that day, his body shall be what? And his yoke shall be what? Removed. And the yoke that is removed shall be what? Destroyed. Why? Malasandara Bashanda. If the anointing and the bondage of sin can be broken, destroyed, then there's no bondage or yoke that cannot be destroyed. I rest my case in the name of Jesus. Let me say it clearly in the name of Jesus. If there's a spirit of poverty that is trying to take over Nigeria, you are exempted. I say in the name of Jesus, you are exempted. Except if there are no more instructions in this Bible. As long as there are instructions and you are obeying it, you are exempted. In the name of Jesus. You say, who? I mean you. The spirit of barrenness that is ravaging the land, I say you are exempted. In the name of Jesus. You say, why? You are the anointed of the Lord. Glory be to God in the highest. I say, glory be to God in the highest. Shall we rise? I want somebody to tell your neighbor, say, Jesus is my glory. Or Jesus is my shield. My glory. The lifter of my head. And when you are saying it, mean it. Don't just say it. Say it again, meaning it. Shield. My glory. The lifter of my head. One more time. It's my shield. My glory. The lift. One more time. Jesus is my shield. My glory and the lifter of my head. Because right from now, in the name of Jesus, you have gone from the place of there is none to the place where you are looking for who to help. In the name of Jesus. Don't say, Pastor, what you are saying belongs to the millionaire. No. If you cannot help when you have 10 kobo, you won't help when you have 10 naira. You won't help when you have 100 naira. You won't help when you have 1 million. You won't help when you have 1 billion. You can start today. You can be a help to somebody and see what God will do with you. Remember, whatever you ask, you will get. Whatever you don't knock, it will be open. They now tell you, say, therefore, whatever you want men to do to you. Why? Because God will use men. He will raise up men for you. Glory be to God in the highest. I'm waiting for those who are coming to say, God, Pastor, the kind of favor, 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 because it has started in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We worship you. We adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to remind you again, the anointing today is to break the yoke of oppression. Sickness.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odikoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukeju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.